The president and CEO of Charlotte Museum of History announced Tuesday she is stepping down to accept a position at a new museum in Washington, D.C. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more.
Kay Penninger has been with the Charlotte Museum of History for a little over 4 years. During her tenure, the North Carolina native expanded community partnerships and led the merger and integration with Historic Charlotte, a nonprofit focused on preservation. She leaves the museum for what she calls a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. She'll be the director of museum education for the new Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., which is currently under construction. She'll join another former Charlottean, Tony Zeiss, the former president of CPCC. Penninger says Zeiss was one of the first connections she made when she moved to Charlotte and that they've worked together in the past. In fact, it was through a phone call to Zeiss asking if he could attend a museum event that led to a larger conversation.
He mentioned that he was looking for someone to lead their education department, and I looked into it and decided it was something I wanted to pursue.
When Penninger first joined the Charlotte Museum in 2013, it was a very uncertain time for the organization. It had been struggling financially and was closed to visitors from May 2012 to December 2012. Penninger's last day will be June 23rd. Lisa Gray, an experienced interim director for nonprofits, will manage the museum's programs and operations until the museum's board hires a new president and CEO. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.